Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of some mythical secret to growth and scaling that always seems to let us down whenever we find it. So now I invite you to take a completely different path with me. It's not risk-free, and in fact, it's a little scary sometimes, but it's this path that has forged one winner after another. If you made it here on the show today, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes demonstrating how to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ, the smart choice for hiring remote international talent so you can leverage your business with experienced vetted virtual assistants. We recruit, place, train, and manage talent from all over the world to fill critical roles in your business so you can stay focused on innovation and growth. Tap into our college-educated, experienced, and loyal workforce who are ready to step in and 10x your production in as little as 7 days and save up to 70% versus hiring locally. You can learn more by going to vaiq.net. That's vaiq.net. Today's guest is Nick Mercuris, and Nick is the leader and the founder of Crypto Renegades, a high-ticket crypto trading mastermind with 1,600 plus paying members generating $200,000 or more monthly. After surviving the 2008 financial crash that cost him $4 million, Nico rebuilt his fortune through strategic crypto trading and now teaches entrepreneurs his proven crypto wormhole method for creating six and seven figure income streams. Nico, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you having me here. And I just want to give a quick shout out to you and your podcast. It's amazing what you're doing to help people. And I highly encourage your listeners to go and give you a 5-star review over there on your streaming networks. And I just did that today, so I appreciate you. And as far as your question goes, what do I do? I do definitely leverage to the hilt. That's one thing we teach here. But I think that the thing that separates me is that I'm very good with analogies and teaching people how to get out of their own way to use leverage. Because I think a lot of people are conditioned over the years to stay away from leverage, stay away from risky things, pay cash for this, don't finance your car, don't finance your house, try to pay cash for everything. And those are the people that stay the brokest because it just takes too long. You don't live long enough to get rich that slowly. And the billionaires that I've seen and read their bios, and not just billionaires, but multimillionaires and decamillionaires, they all did it relatively quickly in a very short period of time using leverage. And just a quick few examples, like him or hate him, Donald Trump, when he was asked how much he earned in 2016, which he had to disclose when he became president the first time, it was $600 million that year, the Trump organization. Now, that may not sound like a lot compared to Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, but to put it in perspective, if you make $50,000 a year, it would take you 12,000 years to make $600 million. And if you make $100,000 a year, like many people do, and that's still higher than the average in this country, in the U.S., it would take you 6,000 years to make $600 million, and that's if you didn't spend one dime. So I always tell people, if you have any grand illusion of getting rich, and not even mega rich, but just rich, you better learn how to use leverage to your advantage, whether it's financing real estate or borrowing against your stock portfolio, like Jeff Bezos did to buy a $200 million yacht. He certainly didn't pay cash for it. He certainly didn't take a capital gains hit on borrowing from his or selling his tax portfolio. He simply borrowed against it. Elon Musk borrowed $40 billion to buy Twitter, even though he had the money. He borrowed against his Tesla stock to do it. A lot of people don't know this stuff, but that's how you get richer, by leveraging OPM, other people's money. And in the crypto world, we leverage crypto. We trade with on a margin with leverage. And so real quick, like if you wanted to get in the game that we do, we take $1,000, maybe you put $5,000 or $10,000 in your day trading account. And I'm going to use the words day trading because most people are familiar with that, same as the stock market. But in the decentralized crypto space, we can trade with up to 100x leverage. So if you got 10 grand in your account, but you only want to risk 10% of that, you would only risk $1,000 on the trade. But if you put a 10x leverage on that, you're now trading $10,000, but you're really only risking $1,000. But then if you put a 10% stop loss on that, you're really only risking 10% of your $1,000, which is $100, which is 10, which is 1% of your entire account balance. So when people hear, oh, 10x leverage, that's crazy. Well, they don't understand. I'm doing 10x leverage with a 10% stop loss, which means I'm risking 1% of my entire account balance on any given trade, which means I can have 100 losers in a row and still be, you know, before I wipe out my $10,000. And I have a 70, 75% win ratio in our signals channel. And so that's highly unlikely to happen. And, you know, we do have some losers, but when they lose, they just hit our stop loss at a 1% loss. So it's, we're risking a little to make a lot. And as long as you have proper risk management and you know what you're doing, then the leverage definitely works in your favor.
And so there's probably, you know, totally not me by any means, but there's probably people listening to this that have no idea what you just said. Well, I understand part of it, right? So, but let's break this down in layman's terms, because okay. I think that this is pure leverage and it's most absolute. Yeah. Now, yeah. A lot of people, before we dive into this, Nico, a lot of people are either skeptical or cautious of investing in crypto at all. And so I think we have to address the elephant in the room before we really dive into how it could work is, yeah. Well, why should I go down that route, especially if I've either never done it before, or maybe I tried investing in the past and I got burned and I lost all my money.
Yeah, sure. Well, in layman's terms, let's look at real estate because most people are familiar with that. You want to buy a house. Let's say here in Florida, the average house is $500,000 these days. It's kind of ridiculous, but that's what you get. And if you were to do things traditionally, you would put a down payment down, let's say 20%, that's 100 grand. And you would borrow the other 400 grand from the bank. And that is leverage. So the bank is loaning you 400,000 to buy the house and you have a 30-year mortgage, let's just say. And let's just say on average, like in Florida here, the value of that property goes up 10% per year. And that is typical around here. So in 10 years time, the house has just doubled in value. It's now worth $1 million. But you put 100,000 down on it and you owed 400 grand. But over that 10 year, maybe you still owe 300,000 with interest and everything. So if you were to sell that house, you would have a nice chunk of equity that grew because of the leverage. You wouldn't have been able to buy that house necessarily without the leverage. If you would have had to save up the 500 grand yourself, might have taken you forever. You might not have ever done it. And so that's leverage. Most people can understand real estate, but why crypto? If you go back, and I'm a real estate investor, by the way, I have over 350 units of apartment buildings. I've been investing for a long time. It's the slow way to riches. It works. It's almost for sure that you will get rich over time, but you know, it's a long, slow, steady process. And there's a lot of pain involved. You got to manage the managers, unless you're a property manager, you got to hire property managers. And then you got to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. People think it's passive income to collect rent, but it's not. There's nothing passive about it. And, but it is a for sure way to get wealthy over time, simply because the value of the dollar goes down, assets appreciate in value over time, and you can always raise the rent over the years. And as you raise the rent, you've increased the property value over time, the debt gets paid off by the tenants. So technically speaking, someone else is paying your debt off for you and you're getting richer over time. That's real estate. With crypto, Bitcoin, for instance, let's just go back the last decade. Bitcoin has averaged 100% per year gains compared to the US dollar, which is losing 8 to 10% per year in purchasing power because of inflation and the printing of the US dollar. So if you had $1 million in cash in the bank 10 years ago, right now, today, your purchasing power is about 200 grand in equal value as it was 10 years ago. However, if you had $1 million with the Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd have $10 million with the Bitcoin today, give or take, maybe 10.2. And your purchasing power on that is $10 million. So it's a little hard to even understand why most people haven't seen this over the last, you know, because you could have bought for $1,000. Let's just say when Bitcoin was $13 per Bitcoin, how many Bitcoins could you have right now for $1,000? And, yeah. You know, you're going to have 100, maybe almost 100 Bitcoin. And what would that be worth right now? At $100,000 a pop. So, there's really not many other things out there in my lifetime have gone up in that much in value in such a short period of time. And that's just Bitcoin. If you look at dozens of other cryptos, they've done the same. XRP was pennies 10 years ago, and now it's $3.50 today. And I suggest that anybody listening to this right now who's still skeptical, but on the fence, even if you don't join my mastermind, even if you don't work with someone like me, go out and buy yourself as much XRP as you can afford. And you'll thank me later. You can send me a message someday and send me a present.
Well said.
I think it'll hit $1,000 one day.
Yeah. So it's interesting that you bring this up, and this isn't something I actually talk about a whole lot, but many, many years ago, a friend of mine and me put together a crypto conference, and we had 1500 people there. And this was back in the day when people that were into crypto were like really weird.
Yes.
You know, now it, like before it hit the mainstream, you know, and you know, there were a lot of people in there that were going crazy over the fact that Bitcoin had just crested $20,000.
Oh yeah. I remember.
And then it crashed, right? And that really burned a lot of people, myself included. And I remember sitting there in like April or May of the next year, looking at Bitcoin at $3,000 and thinking, nah, man, you know, I'm burned. I'm burned out on that. I'm not going to do it.
It's you like know, so many people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, well, the time to buy is when everybody's running away, when there's blood in the streets, if you will. And right now there's no blood in the streets on Bitcoin because it's, you know, it's gone up so high in
yes.
value. And so how do we, I know that you talk about margin trading. For somebody that doesn't know a whole lot, I do have some experience with that. Explain what margin trading actually is and how it's not exactly like disassociated with the value of a coin, but it has to do more with how it fluctuates up and down. Can you just talk about that so people can understand better?
Yeah, and great point you brought up. The great thing about hindsight is now we can see the market cycle. So this is the fourth bull market since Bitcoin started. And so we can see the ups and downs, and we kind of know when we're at a peak. It's 3 years up to the top, 1 year down to the bottom, 3 years up to the top, 1 year down to the bottom. And at the end of this year is the end of the third year of this bull market. So I would expect that we will go into a bear market sometime in January. And we still have two months and about 10 days or so from the time of this recording to reach our peak in a bull market. But we make the good thing about what we do in trading. Now, most people are hodlers. That's an acronym for hold on for dear life. They just buy and they sit there and wait and they hope. And my mother, for instance, nothing wrong with that. I also have a hodling account where you just buy some crypto and you ride out the ups and downs. And okay, so Bitcoin goes from 20,000. You bought it at 20,000. It goes all the way down to 3,500. You're like, oh shit, what am I going to do? And then, you know, a year later, it's up to 40,000. So now it's double the value of when you bought it. That's only if you stayed in. What most people do wrong is they buy it at high and then they get out low because they're scared. If you would have rode that and waited, now obviously at 120 grand, you'd be up 5X, 6X from that initial purchase. And so in hindsight, we can look back and look at the market cycles. But in day trading, what we do is we don't really care which direction it's going. Bitcoin goes up and down 1% to 5% per day, every single day. So we're catching pumps and dumps on the smaller time frames. So if we're looking at a 10 minute time frame or an hour time frame, we can see that it's breaking resistance on the 1 hour, which means it's probably going to jump from 110,000 up to 112 in the next hour. So we can go long on that and we can catch a nice little scalp is what we call it. We're scalping, which means we're in and out. We're not going to stay in this trade long. We're just betting that it's going to go from 110 to 112. We're going to get in with $1,000 or $5,000, we're going to use 20X leverage, and we're going to put our stop loss right on our entry in case we're wrong. If we're wrong, it goes against us, takes us out with a $200 loss. If we're right, it goes up and hits our take profit target, and we walk away with $4,000. So we're risking $200 to make $4,000 on some of these scalps. And I think that if people really saw how it worked and come to one of my live events, and I'll explain how to do that later, but if people really understood this, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that's how it works. Because when people just see the volatility or hear about the volatility, they always are quick to tell others, oh, I wouldn't do that. That's risky. Don't do that. But they're never the ones that are making the fortune doing it. So I only listen to people that actually do what I am trying to do and do it well.
Had a guy one time tell me he had gone through this just rapid transformation of his body. He was just like this pudgy guy. And then all of a sudden he was shredded and it was 2 months. And so he started putting out all this content, and I'll never forget the one thing that he said. I can't remember his name, but I remember this one thing he said. He said, hey, if I don't want your results, I ain't taking your advice.
That's
And like,
exactly
yeah, man,
right.
that stood with me. Like, if you really want to get somewhere, stop listening to people that aren't there and start
Yeah.
listening to people that have been there.
Yeah, it's great that you say that because I actually was in that guy's position. I was 70 pounds overweight, and I read every book in the world about nutrition and health. And I was very good at giving people advice, but I wasn't practicing what I preached. I was like, why would you listen to me? I'm overweight, you know. I'm at my desk all day. But I lost 70 pounds, in a year. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody what to do anymore. I'm just going to do it. And then people started coming to me for advice after that. But that's how it works.
So, Nico, tell us where we can go to learn more about your mastermind and who's a good fit for it.
Yeah, so I personally think everybody can benefit from understanding this because we're in the blockchain technology era. We are moving into digital. Even the president of the United States, I mean, this is the first time in the history of my lifetime that we have a president of the United States who just created the Genius Act to protect crypto, who's talking about buying 1 million bitcoins in the next 5 years as a currency, a US currency reserve. Who's having conferences about crypto, whose two sons owns one of the biggest platforms now, who has his own crypto, President Trump, his wife and his son all have their own cryptos. I mean, this is unprecedented, right? So we're going into that direction. And so I think everybody should learn this. I think everybody should understand it because it will affect you. You're either going to have to learn it eventually and understand how blockchain works and how to transfer crypto around and buy and sell, or you're going to get ahead of the game and actually get rich from it. So what I would recommend, you can reach out to me on social media. The best way is either Facebook or Instagram, and always look for the little blue check next to my name. I have a few imposters, unfortunately, that are pretending to be me because of all the probably just all the exposure that we've gotten over the previous year. But so be very careful. Just look for the blue check. Find my Instagram and send me a DM or comment on any of my posts with the word podcast, specifically Josh's podcast. And I will give you a link to a 5-day, basically a mini course, a workshop that me and my partner did. We charged $997 for it. It was $1,000. I will give that to you for free. I'll give it to you unlocked. And in addition to that, I will also send you a link to my very next upcoming live webinar, which is kind of like a workshop. We're usually on for 2, sometimes 3 hours, answering questions. I'm sharing my screen. I'm trading live. I'm showing you exactly how we do it step by step. And I will probably make hundreds, if not thousands, right in front of your eyes. And once you see me doing it and me explaining how to do it, you should, if as long as you're not totally like incompetent, you should come to the conclusion that holy cow, I can do that. And that's the goal, is to get you to realize this is something that anybody can do. And one more thing I might leave you with is that I don't know of anything else that you can do that you can do concurrently with whatever it is you currently do. Like if you have a job or a business, there's not many other businesses out there that you can start in your spare time that don't require an employee, overhead, a product, a service. You don't have to talk to anybody or sell anything. So this is one of those things you really should learn because you're literally pulling money out of the ethernet when you understand this.
Well said. And is there one more time? Was there a website that we can go to aside from social media?
There is cryptorenegades.co. And I will give you the link for that. The best way, obviously, to get the link to our private webinar is just send me a DM. And so my name's on the screen here. You can just Google me. You can find me all over the internet, all over social media. But if you send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook, I will make sure to give you those links. So I think the fastest way, but it's cryptorenegades.co. And here it is, right? Well, this is on video, but
Yeah, you got it.
cryptorenegades.co. And that'll be the webpage. And there's a registration link there as well to sign up for the webinar.
All right. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much for our guest, Nico Mercuris, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom. For those of you who want to connect directly, you can find him on social media or you can go to cryptorenegades.co. And then once again, if you want to leverage your time, energy, and resources to the max, managed remote talent is your answer. You can learn how to save up to 70% on your next hire and avoid the common pitfalls of remote workers by going to vaiq.net. Listen, if you want to win, push your chips in. Time to leverage everything.